don't see this at school.
It's tempting to multiply x plus 1 on both sides to just get rid of the denominator, but actually, let's rewrite x squared minus 1. That is a difference of squares in which could be factored out into x plus 1 times x minus 1. You should memorize that. And that's over x plus 1 equal to 3. X plus 1 is in the top and bottom, so we could just cancel that out, leaving us with x minus 1 is equal to 3. And to get x alone, we're gonna have to get rid of the 1, in which we could do the opposite operation, which is adding 1 on both sides. That's gonna be x is equal to 4. And that is the answer. And if you didn't know that, you would have had to done it the long way, which is multiplying both sides by x plus 1. So if we do that, that's going to eliminate the denominator, giving us x squared minus 1 is equal to, and we expand this, 3x plus 3, and then we move everything onto one side of the equation. So I'm going to subtract 3x and 3 on both sides of the equation, giving us x squared minus 3x minus 4 is equal to 0, creating a quadratic, and we just factor this out. Basically, how I do that is I list out all of the factors of my constant, negative 4. That's going to be negative 2, 2, negative 1, 4, and negative 4, 1. And then I add them up to see which one gives me my b value, which is negative 3. Negative 2 plus 2 is 0. Negative 1 plus 4 is 3. And then negative 4 plus 1 is negative 3. So it's going to be this pair over here. So my factors are going to be x minus 4 and x plus 1. And I set that equal to 0, and then so my factors are going to be 4 and negative 1. However, negative 1 does not work because negative 1 plus 1 is 0, and 0 cannot be a denominator, so it's only going to be 4.